Another round of our locker room chats. We're back on the air here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tama. We're joined by Donovan West, girls basketball coach Perry Smith, brought to you by Bedina State Bank and a Triple L Tire. A lot to dive into with the coach here over the next few minutes, and we'll start with the two games you guys played since we last spoke a week ago, starting with the game on Friday. Very good team on the road, obviously with Hanover, a top three team in the 1A D2 classification. It was an 8-point Hanover win. How do you assess your team's performance in that matchup on Friday?
Well, you know, we did some good things. No question about that. But I think it was tied there late in the third, maybe going into the fourth. It was, and then they made a few more plays in the fourth quarter than we did. But overall, I wasn't displeased with that. Hanover's kind of a different animal at home. They shoot the ball seems like really well there, and I thought their role players played real well that night too. But overall for us, I wasn't displeased. I thought we did some good things. We just had some costly turnovers and missed some shots maybe we would like to have made, but that's the game of basketball. But overall, you know, I thought we did some good things.
Yeah, and you guys bounced back on Monday. That game at Perry LeCompton moved up to Monday to kind of beat that weather that we got here this week. And, you know, on the road in the Big East, always a tough challenge, but you guys bounced back with a 55-21 there. Just how nice was it to see your team bounce back the way they did after the loss Friday to Hanover?
Well, it was good for us to get on the floor and get that taste out of our mouth because we lost a couple in a row there. So we need to get back going and maybe in the right direction. And that game allowed us to see a lot of young girls in varsity action that we may need going forward. So that was good too. So overall that was a good thing for us. See the young girls play and get some experience at the varsity level and get ready for this end of the season push.
Yeah, you guys are going to close out the regular season on Friday against Washington County at home. A 10-win team right now for the Tigers. What do you see from them and the challenges that they're going to present to you guys on Friday night?
Oh, they're a nice team. I mean, our league, if you're a 500 team in our league, you're a nice team. And they've got one of the top, I would say probably five players in the league in the Hoover girl. And I really like her game. And she does things the right way, plays hard, competes like crazy. So whenever you have that type of player on your team, you're going to have a chance. And Coach Rohmeiser's does a great job out there. You know, he's done it for so long and competes at a high level. So we expect we're going to see the best out of Washington County on Friday night. And that's good because we need to be at our best too. You know, we work all year long to play our best at the end of the season and the end of season's right now. So we want to make sure that we're playing as good as we can and make sure our level of focus and intensity is where it needs to be. And if it is, I think we'll be happy, hopefully going forward.
Yeah, we'll talk about this to more detail next week. But final thing before we get you out of here, just your thoughts on the 2A Substate, how it's set up. Valley Heights going to be hosting this region. Now, again, it years past, you know, 8 substates, 8 teams. Now it's 4 with 16 teams. And then those 16 teams are broke up into 2 8-team brackets. How do you like or dislike, or what are your just thoughts in general on how it's set up this year moving forward with the substate in terms of the postseason?
Well, I think it's good. I mean, I'm trying to think how to probably word this better. I think there still needs to be some tweaking done to it to get it maybe as good as we can, maybe a little better than what it is even now. But it is better. I mean, it gives people more of a chance, so it isn't so regionally contested of being able to go on and that. So it's a good thing. I think there's still some tweaks that can be made to make it even better. And I think Keisha's looking at that. And if that works out, I think it'll keep getting better and better and better. But this is definitely a step in the right direction. And I hope it plays out that way. And I think it will.
There it is. Donovan West, girls basketball coach Perry Smith joining us, brought to you by Bedina State Bank and Triple L Tire. The Mustangs will wrap up the regular season on Friday at home against Washington County, and then we'll dive into those substate tournament brackets coming up in our final convo next week. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. Good luck Friday, and we'll talk to you one more time next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.